We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse, as there's a few things that we have to talk about today. Specifically, you can look at this as a pregame for the Bucks and Celtics on Tuesday night. Now, for some reason, I would bet most are finding this maybe a little after the Bucks and Celtics in some way, shape, or form. And so consider this your playoff pregame show, because I think the expectations and the thoughts that I have on the Bucks in the playoffs are going to be the same regardless of what happens between the Bucks and Boston on Tuesday night. And I don't want to be a broken record. I would like to have a conversation about this. And this is going to be my final sort of determination about how I feel about this whole flip the switch thing or not. Because I'm somebody who thinks you can flip a switch. I think you can flip a switch. I think you can suck in the regular season, and then when it's the playoffs, you cannot suck. I think you can. That is my theory. That is my thesis. We're going to find out if that's true or not. And some of it might be cope on my part, because I see the reactions of a lot of people. I hear the reactions of a lot of people with how the Bucks have been playing as of late. And it's miserable. It sucks. They suck. This is not enjoyable basketball at this point of the season. So what I'm choosing to do is not let it affect me. And it's very hard, but you just kind of either got to go copium or you got to just completely put blinders on and think that this is not happening. But I still also think that there is such a distinct difference between the regular season and the playoffs that I don't really know what you can take from this. Remember the year, I bring this game up a lot, they lost to the Suns in like November when the Suns were really bad. And everyone was just like, and the Bucks didn't win the title that year, but that game didn't have any bearing on what happened in the playoffs. I don't think these games are having any bearing on what's going to happen in the playoffs. Again, that is my thesis. Now, if you look at these games, we can go back to that game Sunday night. They played the Thunder. They won by 25 points. And it's like, okay, Middleton's back. They look good. This team is sharp. This is what we expected. Because we expect this team to be good, but we also expect them to be like historically good. I mean, a 5-point win against even the Thunder is not good enough. They need to be winning by 25, which they did. They play against the Lakers on national television, losing double overtime in a game that they had a lead and blew it. And so there's a lot of national discussion about, oh boy, because it was national TV and it was a bad loss. Since then, they've only won one game, and that was to the Hawks, and that was a battle. They lost to the Pelicans. They lost to the Wizards. They lost to Memphis. They lost to Toronto. They lost to New York, blowing another double-digit lead. And New York will be in the playoffs and a real tough out. Pelicans will be in the playoffs, a tough out. Those other teams won't be. You're losing to teams that aren't very good. So they've lost six of their last seven. And I think the way that they're losing and the who they're losing to, I think is causing a lot of alarm for some people. I still look at this team and think they're not fully healthy. I mean, they finally got everybody playing the other day, but there is no consistency here. There's a lot of games where Dame has not played now. They're 1-7 in those, I believe. Some of these games Giannis is not playing in. So I am still taking the approach that these games will not matter. And I may fall flat on my face and be very incorrect, in which I will be forced to change that opinion about flipping a switch, which aside, I'm just so there's got to be another phrase. Turn it on, reignite. I don't know. Flip a switch is really getting to me. It's really getting to me. Also, people are starting to use the parade chair thing against me. I'm like, I'm not worried yet. You put out your chairs? Hey, that's my thing. You can't take my thing. That's my thing. So I don't know. They've got the Celtics Tuesday night. They've got the Magic Wednesday, the Thunder Friday, and the Magic Sunday. They could lose every one of those games easily. And the Magic now, this is the other thing that you got to think about. I'm talking about this from a standpoint of how will they play in the playoffs? Because the standings have not come into effect yet. The Cavs have lost 7 out of 10, just like the Bucks have. They're in a little bit of a skid. The Magic were sort of struggling. The Knicks, 500 ball as of late. So nobody's taken that number two seed from the Bucks. And is that a number two seed that you want? Because my guess would be you're going to have to take on the Sixers with Joel Embiid back. A team that should typically, the way they were playing, I mean, Boston's clearly the one seed. The Sixers team was a two, a three at minimum. So do you even want the two? You could talk about home court advantage. I don't think it matters. I think the only team it matters against, the only team that I'm worried about a game seven in their building is the Celtics. Because those games always start the same. You're down 20-3 in 2 minutes. Al Horford's hit two. Derek White's hit two threes. Somehow Peyton Pritchard's already in the game and already has 9 points in those games. So that kind of stuff worries me. But that's the only... They can go to New York and win a game seven. They can go to Orlando. They can go to Philly. They can go to Indiana. They can go to these places and win a game seven. I'm not entirely worried about that. So that part of it doesn't worry me. The matchups would concern me. And then do you play the Celtics right away? If you get in that 4-5 zone and you win, you're playing the winner of 1-8, and that's going to be Boston. You'd rather that be the Eastern Conference Finals. Or maybe not. I mean, you would rather it be that if that's where you think you're going to lose. Or do you get them in the semifinals and knock them out? So really, I don't know if the Bucks know what their expectation is. I don't know if they know what their ceiling is. I think they know their floor. I think their floor is they get bounced in this first round. I think that's, I mean, that's obviously the floor. And if that happens, we're in for some trouble. So Bucks have the Magic twice. Magic are a game back. Knicks are a game back. Cavs are a game and a half back. Pacers 2.5 back. The Bucks, I don't think, will be any worse than the 5 seed. And then you're playing the Cavs or Knicks or Magic. And then you're, if you win that series, you're playing Boston. Or they could be the 2 seed. And then who do you play? You play the Heat or the Sixers? And then you win and you take on Knicks, Cavs, Magic, Indy. And then the Celtics. So it's going to be tough. I mean, these playoffs are going to be tough. I think for a while I thought it was Celtics, Bucks, big gap, Sixers, huger gap, everyone else. Now it seems to be Celtics, big gap, who the fuck knows? I mean, you could go all the way down. I think you could go all the way down to the Sixers. The Pacers, I wouldn't put in there, but they've beaten the Bucks 80% of the times they played. So what are you supposed to do about that? Cameron says, this team is like the girl you want, but she just keeps making poor life choices. But you're like, it's going to stop, right? In that situation, as long as she wants you back, I say go for it. If it was like the girl you want, but she keeps making poor life choices by like, and the poor life choices are your friends, that's no good. But if she's just like, oh, she fucked up, she'll get over that. We all grow up. I see them finger paintings Doc brings home and they suck. Saw boss. I like that. Scott says, health is the most important thing for this Bucks team. Pat Bev is going to play a vital role for this team, attitude-wise, in the playoffs. We're seeing a disjointed Bucks team. We're seeing a Bucks team that's not fully healthy. We're seeing a Bucks team that I don't think they are taking the approach that these are must-win games. I'm not saying they want to lose. I'm not saying that's the mission. But they don't seem like they're trying to win. Or that there's any consequence if they lose. That seems to be more of the standard there. Some comments about Doc. I want to address that here. Do also want to remind you about my good buddies. I always do it wrong on the Dan Shaney YouTube. HappyPlaceHemp.com, Chris and Rob. And the crew, they've got extended hours so that you can stop in there after work if you want to get the gummies in your hand, take them home, ask these guys about the products. I've been in there several times where people will come in and it's, hey, I heard about you, normally from Drew and KB, but that's fine. And just what we want to spread the product. But I had some questions like, will this help me sleep? How will this work? I need to change my shirt. I don't like that it keeps coming down on me. It's really bothering me. Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART. 25% off each and every order. You can get the gummies, the tinctures, the lip balms. You can get the gummies that help you sleep. You can get the gummies without THC. You can get the gummies that have THC. You can get the gummies that have 50 milligrams of THC. You can get them all at happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART, 25% off every time you use that code. Every single time you go there to buy, you can use the code. This ain't no one and done operation. Get the samplers. Get a huge order. Have a birthday party. Get some for your friends. Little gift bags that you used to get when you were 7. Because for some reason, when you had a birthday, you also had to give gifts. So you could do that. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
As far as Doc, so Doc's 17 and 18 coming into this game against his old mates. And that's not good. Because Adrian Griffin was 30 and 13. And when I talk about this from a national perspective, I think it's easy to say, wow, 30 and 13, and then you fire a guy and the next guy's 17 and 18. Obviously, you made a mistake. But I still don't know that they did. And this has been such a roller coaster. I was very much do not fire Adrian Griffin. You're way too early in the tenure to fire Adrian Griffin. That's stupid. This team's good enough and talented enough that even if he is just figuring it out, they can overcome. But then some of the stuff that I've heard, and again, I don't know if some of this stuff is off the record. I can't tell what's off the record, what I've read, what people have discussed, what people have speculated. I don't even know if anything is off the record. I don't even know. But none of it was good about how Adrian Griffin just had no. I mean, you know what? Maybe when Terry Stotts was like, fuck this, maybe that was enough of a sign. Maybe that was enough of a warning. Giannis going home, not sleeping because he's so stressed out about having to help and coach and all this kind of stuff. So they were winning games. But everybody was like strung out and it wasn't going well. Well, now they seem to be more comfortable, but they're losing. But then again, how much of this does it matter? And I think that is something that we are going to figure out in the playoffs. And so what I am banking on, and I don't know, I'm not putting out the chairs. I'm not saying that they're going to be dominant. I'm not saying that it's going to look like it was fine this whole time. I can definitely see the Bucks remembering, oh shit, we are good. We have Giannis. We have Dame. But I can also see them continuing to play the way that they're playing. And I think that's what a lot of us think we're going to see. So I'm not making a bold proclamation. I feel like, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, if I had money on the line and I had to make a bet, I would bet that they would get to the Eastern Conference Finals and then lose to Boston. But that's if they get to the 2 seed. So I don't even know that that's going to be as far as they get. But one and done, I don't see them being one and done. Because then you got to like fire Doc and then pay a fourth coach. You can't do that. That would be absurdity and a problem and not any way to run a business. Then if that's the case, then you almost have to fire Horst. And Horst has done great things. And if Horst did one job, continue to keep Giannis here, he did that. He was able to win a title for now. He was able to continually make these moves. He used to be so good at making a bad trade and then getting out of that bad trade. Now he's just making what we think are great trades. But there's also been a lot of like, oh, you traded Dante for Serge. Oh, Mirotić. And now some people want to lump this Drew Dame thing in, and I'm not ready for that. I am not ready for that right now. So I again, I ultimately think that we're going to find out in the playoffs. And that's I think my main point is that I'm not ready to judge this team, even how they played last week, even how they're going to play this week, because the week after that, well, they'll get a bye with the play-in tournament. They'll get a week off. And then the week after that is the new season. And they didn't fire Griffin for 35, 40 games a doc. They fired Griffin for the playoffs. And so we're going to see in the playoffs what this team looks like. And maybe a lot of people that are worrying over the last 2 months thinking, they're going to suck. They'll feel validated if they suck. But if they don't suck, then I think it's going to prove my theory that you can flip a switch, that you don't need to be playing well, because the seasons and the circumstances are so different. Yes, it's good to come in feeling good and having confidence and having some momentum. I don't know that you need it, because by the time they finish the regular season and they play a playoff game, I believe it'll be at least, what is Sunday here? Sunday is the 14th. Playoffs, I think, start Saturday. It'll be at least 5-6 days where they haven't played. And so I'm not too... That I mean, not even that I'm not concerned. We're going to find out when we find out. DeBiz says Doc Rivers is horrible at making mid-game adjustments. Mark says people keep blaming Doc. I blame the players. They get paid millions to look disinterested. They probably are disinterested. These games are shit. Colorado Pete, these last four games make me pessimistic, but they're too good to play this bad in the playoffs. That's what I think. We'll find out. Q!
What's up, Bart?
What's up with you?
Man, it's been a tough couple of weeks as a Bucks defender. There's not much positivity to go around for this team. I'm right there with you. I'm withholding judgment until the playoffs start. So it doesn't mean I'm not frustrated, but like you said, we hired Doc Rivers and we put this team together for the playoffs, not for the end of the regular season. Hopefully we can bounce back tonight against the Celtics with Chiptooth Chris. But who knows? I don't know, man. I think either way, it's a win-win situation for Bucks fans, because we either make a deep run in the playoffs or we're going to make a big change to this roster. And like, if you like the Lillard trade or not, like, John Horst and the Bucks team took a big swing. Like, they went for a home run. We all thought they jacked it out of the park when that happened in October, and I'm confident they'll do it again if this wasn't the roster that can get us over the top. But I don't know. I still think they can be successful, and I think that we have all the talent in the world, and if they decide to play as they have, like, recently against the Suns and the Thunder and the T-Wolves, like, I think that's who the true team is. And I understand the frustration, but, man, I don't know. I guess if you had to predict right now, what do you think will happen, Bart?
I think they'll lose to Boston.
Tonight?
Oh, shit. Tonight? Nah, tonight they're going to win.
Okay. Nice.
Tonight? Well, who's Boston playing? I should look into that.
Yeah, I haven't looked into it at all.
Boston's probably going to duck. Not even duck, but just like, what's the point? It looks like no Horford and no Porzingis.
All right.
But everyone else is playing. I don't know. I'll take Milwaukee, because narrative-wise, it'd be funnier.
So, but you think the Bucks will make it to the Eastern Conference playoffs and play Boston?
Well, who am I most worried about them losing to?
I would, like, it looks right now like we would be matched up against the Sixers.
I'm worried about that.
And I'm excited.
I'm more worried. I'd probably say Sixers, Knicks. Sixers and Knicks. They'll beat the Cavs. They'll beat the Magic. They'll beat the Pacers. They'll beat the Heat. Sixers and Knicks worry me. The Knicks, I don't want to worry me, but I got, you know, everyone I work with is a Knicks fan now. So they're texting me. I'm trying to watch WrestleMania Sunday, getting all these texts from Knicks fans I work with. Bucks suck. Knicks and six. Fuck, guys. I'm trying to watch the greatest WrestleMania of all time. What do you think?
I kind of want to play the Sixers right away. Just get it over with. Either we beat them and everyone will be overjoyed and forget that the month of April ever happened, or we'll lose and everyone will roast Horst. And I don't think the Bucks will fire Horst no matter what. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that anyone else that isn't named Giannis or Dame would be on the block if we don't escape the first round.
So. Well, this has been the last year of Bud's contract, because you can't pay four coaches at one time.
Oh, I don't think that we would fire Rivers. I think that
I don't see it.
I could see him like retiring, kind of like just to sail off into the sunset. But I don't think we can't pay three coaches at once or four coaches at once. So, but what's interesting is like we still don't know how long Griff's deal was. It was never announced. Like, it could have been a 1 year deal. We have no idea.
No, I think it was three, wasn't it?
No, they never announced it. They said a multi-year deal, but they didn't release the terms. So, like, it was bizarre. So, like, it could have been a team option in year two or something strange like that. So, I don't think we know.
Well, I don't want to be paying another guy.
I think Doc can do it. I do. But I guess I'm a Bucks optimist, so probably getting roasted in the comments right now.
No, you're doing good. Chuck says Q sounds like Austin last year when we played the Heat. He was super positive, but the rest of us know it's going to happen.
I think so. The Heat story was a little different because Giannis was hurt, and like if Giannis is healthy, so all of my comments are assuming that the team is healthy. So like if Giannis, Dame, or Chris aren't playing like their normal, what are their normal minutes? What we would expect them to play in the playoffs, then like, I think we'll be able to beat anyone in the first round. But I don't know.
We'll see. Q, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, Bart.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
That is Q joining us here. Remember, if you want to join us live, we do throw out the StreamYard link. If you want to leave a voicemail for the next podcast, you can do that at the Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-BART, 402-915-BART. And check out Carl's Place, carloft.com/BART for your golf simulator that you're going to get and put it into your home and invite me over to play with you. This is funny. Lee says they need to bench Pat, right? Mark says Malik is unplayable. I mean, we got to play some of these guys. They're going to have to figure something out. I like this from Pete. Everyone needs to remember how they felt when we lost to the Nets by 39 going down 0-2. And I think, and I don't know what the statute of limitations is. I don't know what the grace period is. But they did win a title 3 years ago. And that doesn't excuse them just dicking around and sucking. I don't. It's not like they're infallible because they won a title. What I'm going to do is shit on the fans. I mean, the fact that they won a title eases my mind, at least now. See, maybe that's a problem with me, because with the Packers in 2013, I'm still like, we won a title. A few years ago, we won a title. But then by 2021, it's like, can you win another title? My God. So maybe that's, I feel like I'm going to be right about flipping a switch. I feel like I'm going to be wrong about the other thing. I'll take the L already. I think that because you don't want, I mean, even if you have Giannis and they win one championship, I don't like how much I'm seeing that people are regretting the Drew trade. You guys packed 8,000 people in the Deer District just to see Damian Lillard walk in on a 45-second walk. I mean, remember those moments. Times were great. Another one from Chuck. Yeah, Chuck says, Packers won a Super Bowl in my lifetime. Bucks won a championship. It's the Brewers' turn. I am not wasting my time with these Bucks. I would actually say this. Don't watch this week. Just, they're getting that week that the playing tournaments happen to rest up. I think that's a good week for fans to rest up. I think this is another week for fans to rest up. I said this last night about the national championship game. I probably would not have watched it. I mean, I would have checked the score, but if I wasn't working, I don't think I would have watched it. Yeah, UConn was going to beat Purdue. EDU was going to play well, and then they were going to stop them. Okay? We all knew it was going to happen. Monday Night Raw was on. All right? So I don't, like, I'm going to watch this Bucks game tonight because 14 games on the NBA slate. Certainly something to talk about on the CBS show, but otherwise, I probably, if I did not work tonight, I would probably go to bed at about 8:30. Yeah. And not watch this game. Now, I might stay up a little later tonight to make an exception because Sparky's got a post-game show and he is promoting a big announcement on 1250 AM The Fan. So I may kind of stay up and see what that's about. But other than that, it would probably be an early bedtime for me. So, Bucks and the Celtics play 6:30 Milwaukee time. Game's in Milwaukee. We'll see how it materializes. I'm more interested in the two games against the Magic since they're right on our ass. But yeah, I think a 2-week break from the Bucks. You got the Masters this weekend. You got the play-in games next week. You got the Brewers. You got the Brewers to talk about. We can whip around and talk about some other teams quick. Brewers, I thought they were going to make a comeback on Monday night, but unable to do so. Still impressed, still satisfied, 6-3. It's a Brewers team that is enjoyable to watch, and, you know, they won every series so far. They're going to have to win tonight to keep that going in this 4-game set, Thursday a day game. Then they've got Baltimore, and Burns is pitching today. So it is going to line up where Corbin Burns and we're throwing out Aaron Ashby. That'll be Sunday's matchup. Ooh, during Masters Sunday. Wow. That's going to be a big game for the Brewers. But very satisfied with what is happening there. Crowd's good over the weekend. Great opening day. Great second opening day, which I got to hang out with Tim Shea. Always a pleasure. So that was good. So feeling... I don't even know if I'm feeling good about the Brewers. I'm just happy about the Brewers. What's the latest news with Ashby? Oh, they just sent him down? Okay. All right. They may bring him back up by the weekend. McKelvey says, Ashby will be back to start again, but the Brewers have used their bullpen a lot and need fresh arms behind Joe Ross and Wade Miley in a short start tomorrow. So we could, this could be one of those things where Ashby gets sent down, but they just tell him, just stay here. You're not, this is a roster procedural move. That could be that if he's still lined up to pitch on Sunday. But either way, looks like we'll take on Corbin Burns. So that will be interesting. He will strike us out 15 times. Yelly will hit a bomb. That'll be fun. But Burns will have double-digit strikeouts for sure with the Brewers. Packers, some news there. Looks like they might play in Brazil. Mark Murphy 2 weeks ago was like, I don't know. We got to drive to Milwaukee and then fly. Okay, a lot of people do that all the time. I mean, there's people in Milwaukee that drive to Chicago and then fly. That's just normal Wisconsin vacation commute for most people. Unless you're like getting on a Southwest hub and going to Dallas or Atlanta. Or flying Frontier like a maniac. So they might play in Brazil. I don't want them to. I don't want it to be a Friday night. I don't care about the travel part. I just don't want it to be a Friday night. Because I'll have to work. And I don't want to work during a Packer game. You could say take off, but I'm 40 years old. And I work in sports. I can't just take off every time my team is a game. You know? So I can't do that. And I wouldn't take off the Monday night games. I wouldn't take off Thursday. I personally do not want them to play in Brazil. I think the fact that their flag colors are green and yellow will make them in Brazil. Yeah, the Browns are the other option. Eagles, Browns? No, they want the Packers. They want the Packers in Brazil. Packers, there's a big Packer following in Brazil. Feels like we're going to Brazil. They were just down the street from me, the Packers, today. Their tailgate tour. I think, like, right now they're at Mesmer High. I should have got media. I should have done this from there. What the hell am I talking Bucks in my bedroom? I should be talking to Mark Murphy right now about Gisele Bündchen, who he name-dropped earlier today. I should be doing that. College hoops. Big numbers for the Final Four, some $14 million. I wonder what the men's final will be last night. Women, of course, were 18. I think it outdraws it. I got to tell you, one thing I might be the most interested in regarding sports right now is, will Caitlin Clark bring this momentum into the WNBA? Because nobody else has before. But this storyline with her, and even by learning about others, you got us. You got a lot of people that don't watch women's college basketball, that don't watch college basketball. It's not like I'm just like, I don't watch anything not in March. But I watched the tournament, and I was jacked for that game against LSU. I was jacked for that game against UConn. I was jacked for the national championship game. It's great to see South Carolina go undefeated. They just had a little too much. So Caitlin Clark has brought in eyeballs. Will she bring in eyeballs? I think she will to the first game she plays in the WNBA. The draft is on Monday. And their first game is like the first week of May. I think the schedule hurts them. A summer schedule. Unless they can like bank TV. Like, hey, watch this playoff game. And then Caitlin Clark against Angel Reese. Like that will work. But then by the time we get to WNBA finals, it's like week six in the NFL. Nobody's watching that. Caitlin Clark can bring in 18 million people, but not during the NFL. That's not going to be the case. So I don't know if that's how it's going to go down. Masters pick, I don't know, Scheffler. Jeez, he's so good. I'm excited for that, though. So, Bucks, a disaster. Brewers, not bad. Packers, Brazil? The Simpsons are going to Brazil? And any other college basketball? That kid from Indiana State is in the portal like everybody else. Can we get him? He should team up with Bronny somewhere. Just make like an all Instagram team. Do it at Kentucky and get who should be the coach? Dawn Staley. Why not? Get her over there. She could do it. She was so close to getting the Trailblazers job. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that at some point. All right. Tomorrow we'll have an for your listening pleasure. As always, I thank you guys for giving me any time of your day, whether it's at night on the CBS show or whenever I pop on and do these. It is greatly appreciated. And I will talk to you again soon. Go Bucks. Please do not lose tonight by, well, please don't lose at all. Because they're gonna finish right before I go on air. And when the Bucks lose on national TV, it is a terrible experience. When the Bucks lose on national TV, and then I'm on national radio, it is torture. Utter torture. So win this one for me, you mother effers. We'll talk soon. See you later.